Hello everyone. It's Saturday, or sorry, Sunday. Sunday is the Sutrisa. It's Sunday, June 29th, 2014. And it's been a quite a wild and wonderful week we've had, actually the past couple of weeks. And it's going to continue on to be that way because what's happening is we have a Jupiter transit that happens only once a year. And every 12 months, Jupiter transits into a sign of the zodiac. And depending on where it is in your birth chart, whether you know about that or not, that energy of that house or that sign, it will wake up and it will reveal to every one of us what it is that we need to focus on. So if you don't know anything about that, you can jump on to astrobed.com and find out about the Jupiter transit and how it relates to your sign and or your the transiting, how the transition of Jupiter in your sign or the house that it's going into. Now it's going into Cancer, it's exalted. So everybody on some level is going to benefit. However, it can give challenges to people, but then again, that is only to wake us up to what isn't working in our life. And that's what we're here to do on Sundays with Sucharita, is just to keep everybody going from week to week. And whether you join or not, or whether you listen to the recording or not, you can come in any time and pick up where you left off. And then just find out, you know, what Dr. Pillai is doing, what the latest teachings are, what he's asking us to focus on. So that you don't get so overwhelmed, because there are so many courses, there's seminars coming up, Guru Purnima is coming up, there might be an event in New York that's coming up. And anytime that happens, Dr. Pillai puts out so many awesome, powerful teachings. However, it can be a little bit overwhelming. So we don't want people to be too overwhelmed, or they don't understand what they need to do with the teachings. As Dr. Pillai said, and he will say it again and again in any live lecture, is forget everything I've said up until this point. And then he'll give you a new teaching. And then he'll give you the teaching and he'll say, okay, now I want you to practice this forever. And then the next time you see him, or he's in a live seminar, maybe on an indie trip, something like that, he will say, okay, no, just forget everything that I told you. So it can be a little bit confusing, but that's the grace of the guru. If we get too stuck in our minds about what it is that we should be doing, and he said this, and I should do that, and in this program I did this, and that's fine. You can go into that spin cycle, because at some point you'll just stop and they'll say, okay, what do I like to do? What resonates with me? Or what teaching do I feel I need to work on a little bit more? And then you can continue to use that teaching. And then on these calls, what we'll do is we'll keep you in real time. So week to week, we have powerful vortexes or energetic moments in the week that will help to bring in a lot of spiritual energy, and specifically spiritual energy that is can be used in your life. So no use just getting some energy and then you have clear mind, but then you don't put in a thought that can manifest. That's kind of like you have this gift, someone gives you a gift, and then you don't really know how to use it. Or you're scared to use it, or you just didn't have the idea that you could enjoy it in a different way. So that's what we're here to do. And last week we had Radha, our Vedic astrologer, who is our support person here at Sundays with Sucharita, and she had given us an overview of what's happening with the sun. The sun is our soul. The sun is going into, it is in Gemini right now, which is the natural third house. So we, and Mercury is the overlord or owner of that house. So we want to, that sign, sorry. So what we want to do is we want to focus on things that will light up our intelligence. So far, if we run into problems or we're stuck or we're not moving forward or progressing or we're not manifesting, we're doing all these practices and nothing's happening, then we have to ask, what is going on? So you look at what's going on, and then you can make up a clear choice about what it is that you want to do. So most of us, we have these temporary desires, like, I need this, I need that, and they become like neurotic thoughts. And then when they don't manifest, oh, nothing's happening. So what the intelligence that we want to access is this divine intelligence that will say, that's going to be a fleeting moment, or it's not going to be really what you want to do. So there will be this kind of like voice inside your head, so to speak, that says, maybe not a good idea. That's called your intuition. So you're going inside and intuiting it. You're going and listening. And then outside, we may see the signs that we've talked about over the several months that we've opened up this program. So Gemini is all about communication. And I just read this thing about Gemini and about Mercury in Gemini. And particularly, there was a new moon this past week. And when we open the line for open discussion and questions and answers, maybe some people will share about it. But the new moon is all about clean slate. And a Pratosham, which happened a couple days before that, was all about clearing the slate as well, getting out of congested negative energy. And a lot of us, we don't even realize how debilitating that is. We have accepted it. In general, the human beings accept suffering. And they just say, well, that's just a part of life. Well, Dr. Pillai has come along and said, you know, I have these really great karma-busting ideas and tools and mantras and practices that you can do so you don't have to suffer. There is a way out. And so sometimes we will go and do that on Pradosham, and that particular Pradosham was to reduce debt. So if you have credit card debt or, you know, some sort of debt that either caused from enemies, diseases, litigations, if you're going through those kinds of things, where they even held back from moving forward or putting your energy towards your manifestations that you really want. So that was happening last week, and the new moon is all about the ancestors. Now, it's interesting because I am here in Delhi, India, and we just had a class with the people here who come every week. And one of the things that we talked about was, you know, we can have all the grace and we can have the right mantras to say, and some people have experience with the gods, or goddesses or masters or divine beings, angels, planets, whatever it is. Some people have communion with nature really well. That is their way of dealing with, communicating with divinity. And so when we are doing that, there can be obstacles. And we are saying, oh, what more can I do? I'm doing all these things. I'm, you know, purifying my diet. I'm doing yoga. I'm doing mantras. I'm going on spiritual pilgrimages. And still I'm not able to really manifest this 200% life that Dr. Pillai talks about and that we all want to live. So what Dr. Pillai says is that the ancestors are trying to communicate with us. So, and why? Well, they are part of our genes. They're part of our DNA. Even though they've gone to, you know, different realms, some are suffering, some are in higher realms. And so even the gods or these divine beings, they want to propitiate the ancestors. They can't give us what we are praying for as much as the ancestors can. So let me say that in a different way. The ancestors will give us blessings because they're totally connected to our genes. They're connected to our DNA. And so when we pray, we also never, ever want to forget the ancestors. So new moons are really powerful to do your tarpanam. And as we've been practicing, a lot of us here in the program every week have been sharing about tarpanum and how it has impacted our daily lives. And because the ancestors are coming in and they're clearing, they're happy that they're getting this offering. And they've been waiting a long time for it. So once your ancestors are happy, you will start to see things in your life clear up. And as some people have mentioned, you know, I'm not necessarily getting this stuff, but I see my family members. So they start to see things cleaning up in the life of their family members, which is a total relief because then it brings more peace to you. And then you can do your spiritual practices and then you can start to benefit. So it's not to say that you got to do that and then your family is just going to benefit and you're not. That's just one or two people were sharing that. So it can happen that way, or you can directly get benefit. So what we're here to do is every week we want to see what lies ahead. And then with Gemini, or the sun being in Gemini, the sign that is ruled by Mercury, it's all about communication. But what I was reading lately was that as the sun is in Mercury's sign, it's asking us to be more receptive. So it's a good time to listen to other people before you say whatever it is that you want to say. And maybe you won't even say anything. And that will be creating that space for change to happen. So when we're more receptive to the other person, what happens is we start to experience God coming through them. And that's where the true wealth comes in. The wealth of the world is when you can get along with the other person. And then your whole world changes. Because then you work cooperatively or communicate in a cooperative manner. Communication and community and commune are all from the same root, the same energy. So the sun that represents our soul transiting Gemini with the twins, the sign of the male and the female, the guy with the club and then the female with the harp. If you find that you've been clubbing your way through conversations or clubbing your way through life and it's not working out for you, and then you start clubbing your own head and saying, this is so painful, just know that you can put it down and then choose the other side, which is to be receptive, listen, create music and wonder in your life, and you will see the God in the other person, that divine energy coming through. So you won't just feel it in you, you will feel the shift in the other person and you'll be going, oh my God, this is a really great way to communicate. And then, of course, you can say whatever it is you want to say, but this is an opportunity to take a step aside from what you normally find yourself doing with someone in your life or many people in your life. And then you just be more receptive. And then when you experience that energy of the consciousness coming in through the other person and you see them light up because you're listening on all levels. It's not just you're listening like, okay, blah, 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 when are you going to stop talking? Not like that. It's, oh, I understand why they're talking about this now. And then when you just pause, then who comes in? Divine beings. And then they shift things around. You can be holding a mantra in your mind as well. So this week ahead, it's been pretty intense, so we're going to have a relatively, quiet week, although we'll have a sixth moon on Thursday, at least here in India. And then the Nataraj Abhishekam is an important time to tune in. And Nataraj is the dance that happens only six times a year. They do this special elemental invocation It's done in India, and it's with the Shiva in the ring of fire, and then he's got his foot on the little demon, which represents the ego. So you can't kill your ego, otherwise you're dead. So you want to just keep it down, though, meaning you want to allow God to be guiding your life versus you knowing it all and how's it going? And then nobody wants to be around you. So this is a time where you can pray to Lord Shiva, and then also to get the grace and the blessings of Guru. We'll keep doing that as our practice this week, because then the next week, whether you see Dr. Pillai in person in Singapore or whether you get the webcast and get the initiation through that, through Pillai Center, that is the most powerful day to get the blessings of the spiritual master. And that will change your life forever. And it's, you know, we'll talk about more about that once we get into the open discussion. But this week is going to be all about communicating. Mercury is going direct in Gemini, meaning that the communication isn't going to be all weird. It's not going to be backwards or misunderstood. It's going to get clear. And again, as I was reading from that other source, I can't even remember where it was, but I just happened to fall upon it in Google search. And it was talking about just being receptive to create harmony in your life with everyone. And then when you're in balance and harmony, then you can move forward. So Nataraja-Abhishekam will keep the negative ego down. It will destroy any negativity in your life. So like congested energies or feeling stuck or things going sideways or people looking at you, cutting you dirty looks, you won't feel that. And that won't happen because it won't be in your consciousness. It won't be on your radar. It won't be like you attracting it like a magnet karmically, because that's why all that stuff happens. Because there's no other reason why. You're a nice person. You know, you're a spiritual person. You're on a spiritual path. You want to do good things. And then bang, 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 bang all the time. You're getting sideswiped everywhere. So that day to propitiate Lord Shiva, the Nataraja-Abhishekam, you imagine yourself being with these different things being poured on you, purifying you. And then you can commune with that. And you can participate in fire labs. There's lots of things that we'll talk about later. But that will help to destroy negativity, help you to recreate with clarity instead of fear or anxiety. Oh my God, what do I got to do next? I'm drowning. I got to just stay above water. No, why don't you just get out of the water and, you know, get on shore. Get grounded. So that will help you to recreate. You'll be clear about what it is that you need to do because you'll be out of all that anxiety. And then Shiva also empowers you spiritually. So you're totally connected and empowered and can move in your life with grace and ease. So that's what's sort of the capturing the week ahead. And then as we get into the following week, there's some power time. So use this energy to take care of yourself this week, and then just tune in to Guru's Grace, Lord Shiva, and we will get into our open discussion after we do our meditation. Thanks for joining those of you who need to go. And again, you can listen to the recording. Find out what's happening at Pillai Center. Find out about Guru Purnima. There's also a special trip in India. If you feel that it's calling you, there's a karma busting experience that it can go on from August 10th to 20th if you're in India, or it's just something that resonates with you. We'll talk about that so you can get a
kickstart and push through some challenges that you haven't been able to do so far. Because when you come to India, we are going to be going to these power spots that Dr. Pai has taken us to before, and he has empowered us to do a teacher-led trip with participants, taking them to these karma-busting vortexes and helping everyone to start to understand how the planets are impacting our everyday life, and then how to get their blessings by going to these power spots that they are asking you to come and get the blessings. They're opening the door and saying, okay, since you've come this far, I can bless you now. So we'll talk about that. But I think what we'll do is we'll open up the line and then just see if someone wants to say something, ask a question. You can press star six, and then that will open the line. If you wanted to share or ask a question.
Good morning, Satcharita. It's Nanochka. How are you?
Very good.
It's not morning for you. It's evening for you, right?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody. So, that was a really powerful meditation. I got a lot out of it, so thank you for that. And then I'm wondering, what would you recommend that we focus on for the next week, like one or two key practices that you think would really benefit us?
Yeah, well, if you want to connect with Lord Shiva, it's a good week to do that, or Guru. So, just doing the one-minute meditation that we did, opening up the chakras, you can say the sound, Om Namah Shivaya. You can say Om Gurave Namaha. You can visualize the golden light in the third eye. It's all preparing us for this coming Guru Purnima. And the more you prepare, if you do that every day up until that point and then thereafter, of course, you can, but we're really preparing to receive the Guru's grace at the deepest level of consciousness that we can. So whatever our level of consciousness is, that's what we'll receive. So if we're doing our practice, it goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And then once we have the initiation, he's going to give a special initiation for Amrita, which is to the elixir of life. And so if you can work on the third eye meditations, that's really powerful too. So yeah, does that answer your question?
Yes. I always like to make sure I come away from my calls with you with, an action plan in my mind. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, and I'll also share, I've had a lot of shifts this past week, major improvement in my health and finances.
Good.
Yeah, and relationship too, actually. So pretty much all, and spiritually as well. Really experiencing myself from my midbrain on an ongoing basis now, which is really huge. I mean, it just quiets down. I mean, like you said, the ego doesn't go away, but you can, if your awareness of self, your where you're concentrated is in your midbrain at the third eye, there at pineal gland, you know, as much of the time as you can possibly manage. The internal dialogue is still there, but it's just much quieter. It doesn't stir up emotion like it does if your awareness of self is centered more in your cerebral cortex. And, increasingly I'm actually experiencing my ongoing awareness in the midbrain. So, I mean, that's like the speed of my consciousness increasingly. So that's really huge. And just the way I'm running energy in my brain has really changed. So, yeah, I'm excited. And, you know, I've been a student of Dr. Plough for almost 2 years now. I won't say I'm the most, studious of the people who may have applied themselves, but I just focus on doing the best I can, moment to moment, day to day, and I really encourage people to just do the best you can. You can keep a chant going in your mind on an ongoing basis. Whatever one, like you said at the beginning of your talk, whatever feels appropriate to you, maybe something that you feel that you need to work on more or something that's comfortable to you, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just keep it going as much as you can. And don't always see results right away. And I think probably what stops most people is that it's easy to, when you're not seeing the results right away, to say, oh, this isn't working, I'm going to give up. Well, sometimes it's you're right there, you're just about to break through, and it seems like you've been going forever with nothing happening, but if you just hang in there and keep digging for another inch or two, all of a sudden you break through and there's the light. So I've heard other people say they had that experience, and that gave me hope. And I'm starting to experience it myself firsthand now, which is really exciting.
Oh, good. Well, thanks so much for sharing that, Anuchka.
Absolutely. Well, I want to see everybody have amazing results. I really look forward to hearing more and more testimonials from people and hear about what's shifting in their lives.
Yeah.
I know everybody can have it.
Absolutely.
It's a matter of keeping the faith and sticking with the practices.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, and maybe some other people will share now.
Okay, great. Thank you, Sucharita.
Thanks.
You've really helped me a lot. I'm very, very grateful.
Oh, you're very welcome. Enjoy.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, so that's great. Those are very encouraging words. And, there's lots of different programs that are offered through Palai Center. And so I invite everybody to just go on to Palai Center and see which program resonates with you. And that's what Sun being in Gemini is going to do, is help you to receive that kind of information, that it's going to be, not laden with fear or anxiety or I should do this or I should do that, and there's like a conflict going on. But just try and see, okay, does this, there's the Light Body Enhanced Program. Of course, that's a year-long commitment, and it's quite, that's quite a financial commitment as well. You might not be ready for that, or you might resonate with it. And then you can see if you can get into that program. There's the Millionaire Yoga or Millionaire Yoga Light programs. If abundance is not in your life, it's because you don't really want it there. And people will say, yes, I do. I want it there, but I don't want to be ruled by money or something like that. And as Dr. Palai said, it's wrong thinking. It's dysfunctional thinking, because if you have unlimited resources, and you feel that within you, you can help yourself, of course, but then you can do so much more that gives you this energy or intelligence coming in, and the divine can use you as a tool to help other people. So, you know, the millionaire yoga, it's named that way to make you to feel like a million bucks, to be able to resonate with that kind of energy. A lot of us just feel like paycheck to paycheck because you don't know any different. So until you put yourself in a program that will help you to resonate with that kind of energy, then you understand, oh, I can do this. I can resonate with this. You know, it's like you tell somebody, okay, here's what an orange tastes like. Here's what it looks like. Here's blah, blah, blah. And until they actually do it themselves and taste it and peel it and all the rest, they don't have that. You can't tell them that it's going to be so enjoyable or whatever, right? Or score it in your eyes. So millionaire yoga is something that it's been giving tremendous results with people, especially who are most surprised with the results of it, is that they really enjoy life. They enjoy creating abundance. They enjoy sharing that with other people. And they don't have fear around money or bad energy, negative thoughts around money. So that's something that's available as well. The new You program, again, is a karma busting program. That was great. I was one of the facilitators in that program. It was so fun. And it was very intense. It pushed some people through their blocks, and then they were free to be able to think clearly and then move forward and have a clean and experience that energy of feeling like there's nothing really holding me back now at this moment in time, and then they could move forward. So it's kind of like you're drowning and then pulling you out of the water, and they go, oh, I don't have to struggle so much. So that's the new You program. Then there's the mini light body program for those people who can't be in light body enhanced. It's a fabulous program. I led the first couple when they first came out, and now it's a self-study. So you can do these all at your own pace and really delve into the practice and try to understand it on not just an intellectual level or a panicky, oh, week to week, okay, we've got to do this, got to catch up. You can take it and then, absorb the sounds, absorb the teachings, sit with some of the teachings for a little longer if you need to, or blast through it if you want to blast through it. And then there's the Quantum Mind Science Self-Study Program, the Secret Yoga Program. Those have been around for a while, and they help to expand the consciousness, but not like people say, oh, you know, I had a really good meditation. Yeah, I felt all this stuff. And then they can't feel it every day after. So these programs, as Dr. Ply has said, it's like an experiment. You are your own experiment. You use your body. The siddhas say you use your body. You don't go out of your body. You can go out of your body in some meditations to bring that intelligence back. But we need to have the body to be able to move in the world and do what we need to do to help ourselves and make this world a better world. So yeah, go ahead.
I didn't know if I could interrupt.
Definitely you can.
Okay. I didn't know if I was supposed to. Anyway.
Yeah, Ramya.
Yeah, you can tell my voice. I just wanted to say this because I don't know if anybody else, I wondered if other people have experienced this, and I'm having some very strange things happening with my body.
Okay.
I have a lot of feelings in my brain. I don't know how to describe it, but it's weird stuff. And then I feel like shaky in my body,
mm-hmm.
and I don't know if I'm like, and then I started thinking, God, am I having strokes or something? What's going on? But nothing seems to be wrong, but I just wondered if other people had funny sensations when you're changing your consciousness and it shows up in different ways in your body. That's, I guess, my question.
Yeah, and it's a really great question, and it is happening. So these are all signs. They're within the normal. I think we've talked about this before, but they're within the normal range of signs or symptoms or experiences that people will have when the energy is starting to shift and expand and break through barriers the spirit wakes up. Because the spirit is inside of us, right?
Right, outside.
So it's trying to move through some energetic blocks. It's trying to open up areas of our body. It's trying to release pain. It's trying to release blockages.
Okay.
It can create heat sensation. People burn up in a meditation class. They feel like, oh my God, I'm on fire. Some people will have intense headache pains for 2 or 3 days after a very intense meditation, or if they go to a seminar with Dr. Pillai, they're really high in the seminar, and then they feel totally depressed after, and then they feel blocked. So all these kinds of things can happen to someone, but what I recommend for everyone is make sure that whatever physical symptom that you're having, if it persists, then you need to go and get it checked by your doctor.
Okay.
And then that will give you, freedom of peace of mind, you know, because you will understand, okay, this is just part of the process. And if you have a hip and cool doctor who's a meditator, they will understand as well. But those kinds of things, Ramya, if you feel like, oh my God, I'm having, something in my brain, that's a good, a lot of people feel pressure, a lot of pressure in their brain, and then they think, oh my God, I'm going to burst an artery or something. So again, you just take it back, like take a step back and give yourself some rest. Drink plenty of water, because what you're doing is you're making your brain go so fast. I can't even say what the speed is, because the divine, it's just so fast, right?
All right,
So it's almost like your brain is running around, running really fast, and you're not doing anything, but it's getting exhausted. So you want to make sure that you have the proper rest, you have, you drink fluids, meaning water, not coffee and things that will dehydrate you even more.
Okay.
So you want to keep your fluids up, keep the blood flowing, rest, yoga, move the body more, get out in nature. Get fresh air. So those kinds of things will help you to recalibrate that energy coming in. The shakiness also, because the brain is going a billion miles an hour, it also uses glucose up. So when the glucose levels, the sugar level goes, gets absorbed, then you feel a little bit shaky. So make sure that you replenish that. Not that you should go and buy a chocolate bar, but just, eating normally, right? So make sure that you check those things. But those things will go away too. Some people have they call them spontaneous kriyas, where you just start shaking randomly. And then you think, I have some nervous twitch or something. Again, that is just trying to shake whatever energy is up, stuck in your body, shake it up and get it out.
Okay.
And then over time, you might flatline and you may feel nothing, and you'll think, oh, my God, there's nothing going on.
enjoy these
moments.
Right, that's true. You can't go on for a long time. I've been on this path for a long time. You can't get very dry put to time.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just wanted to say I also was able to join the mini light body thing, so at least I got going on,
good.
So that'll be – that'll be nice. And that's just done yourself, huh? It's kind of like going to a web.
Yeah, you go into the, you have your own, let me just see. Yeah, you have your own members area, and then you can go, whoops, I've got it on.
Do we get meditations and stuff too?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
You get meditations, you get teachings, you get PDF files with documents, mantras, the whole lectures. you know, you'll have a lot of guidance to, and I think they might even send you automated response or automated instructions. So,
oh, okay.
But everything will be like you go into the members area, and then you can just go and look through it, and it'll say start here, and then you can do the next week here
okay,
or whatever.
Okay. I got it. Oh, okay, great. All righty.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. I just didn't know if I was. It was a little bit weird. I mean, I've been. The shakiness thing has my blood sugar has been. And now that you said glucose in the brain, I realize that maybe part of that is that I'm having blood sugar thingies where I'm, you know, feeling faint and stuff. So I don't know.
Yeah, so get checked out. Please go to your doctor and get checked out to make sure that, you know, you can just get a blood glucose test.
Yeah, so. Okay, well, thank
you.
I love
you're very
welcome.
Bye-bye. Okay.
Great.
All right, Ramya, have a great week.
Okay, you too.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so
hello?
These programs. Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Sutri. Wait. This is Wayne from the.
I know. How are you?
Late body. I'm good. How are you?
Great.
How's India? Hot. Right? Yeah.
Extreme.
Yes. Well, that'll purge you.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
Right. So I just had a couple of comments. One on the last caller. I think from the physical standpoint, so I've had lots of, you know, different things happen physically, physiologically, and all that. And then just recently, for the first time doing some mantras, I actually felt some stuff going on in my brain, which I'd heard other people talk about, but hadn't had the experience myself. But I think Dr. Pillai mentions that every time you do the mantra, any mantra, there is a corresponding change in your DNA, in your physical body. So even though it might be minuscule, the constant repetition is going to physically change you, and that's part of the whole evolution process. So there is a physical component going on that it's important to remember. And so you're going to have things happening. Some you may not be aware of, but others, you know, you may be as time goes on. So, and then, you know, you talked earlier in the prelude to the meditation about, you know, shifting your thought process or your thinking from the negative side to the more positive, because there's two or more sides to everything. But I remember an experience I had in high school many years ago, and there was this kid. His name was Jerry. I remember his name. I was in my sophomore year, and we were in the same class in physical ed together. And he was one of those people that when you meet him, they just rub you the wrong way. And every word out of his mouth just used to irritate the heck out of me. And this went on for a couple of weeks, and I just went home one day and I got to thinking, you know, why am I having this reaction toward him? And I just decided to consciously change how I was thinking about him. And the next day at school, in class, he was a completely different person. And I realized that it wasn't him, it was all me. And even though I had that very sort of enlightening experience at a young age, I still was stuck in my own judgmental ways for years. I would go back to that, and I would, you know, you have to consciously, if you're in the habit of thinking a certain way, of being judgmental about people, that you have to kind of work at getting out of those negative habits. The brain just wants to stay in the same pattern. So
absolutely, that's such a powerful sharing, and it's amazing how if you just look at your situation or the thoughts that we're thinking, if you just pause, then you'll have this awareness of what, how powerful you can shift your life, and then it show up the next day.
Yeah. So as of recent, I think probably partly from the Mini Light Body program, and then just continuing to listen to Dr. Pillai's videos and all, I've become much more aware of my thoughts. And as soon as I start to have a thought that is, you know, negative or in the wrong direction, I immediately start with a mantra, one of the mantras from the Mini Light Body program, and that really helps. I've been better and better about the way that I think about people and the way that I react to people, and I've noticed that work has gotten a lot easier for me. It's becoming more enjoyable, and not that it was really bad, but that's where the shift seems to be happening, which is great. My life isn't where I want it to be yet by a long way, but I also discovered that going deep into the ideas of thinking about what I want, that if I really look at those, the ideas that or the thoughts that I would like to, you know, be out of my current situation and into, say, more money or more, and not that I'm particularly a pecuniary person, but it's mostly that to be independent so I can put more spiritual time in. But I find that deep in there is like a fear to let go of my existing consciousness, so to speak. So that was an interesting experience. And then just one more thing, and that's that I've noticed that friends and people around me that are close, they seem to be having, you know, better and better experiences with their life.
Aww.
And so I'm thinking, you know, I read one time years ago, I'm not sure if I think it was in the Complete Book of Yoga that I bought when I was 20 or so, that the yogi that was teaching it said that you'll notice that as you change, that that things happen to your relatives around you, their karma will change also. So I thought that was great. It's almost a relief to see some things happening in a positive way to close friends and relatives. And I think that's partly due to the practice that I'm doing, because all that we're all doing is, you know, in the group here, is boosting the world. So
absolutely.
So if we see that happening with others, it's a good sign.
It really is. Well, thank you so much, Wayne. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
That's good for now.
I
was in a couple weeks ago, but your meditation was so powerful that I didn't become conscious until about an hour into the comments, and it was too late to say anything.
How to get a word together right after that?
Yeah, I mean, typical for me is that I just, you know, I'm good for about the first 10 sentences, and then after that, it's or 10 mantras, and then I'm somewhere place else.
Yeah.
Deep. So I always consider that good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But that's all for now, so I'll let somebody else speak.
Oh, great. Well, it's lovely hearing from you, Wayne, and thank you so much for sharing that. I'm sure that people got a lot out of it.
Good. I'm hoping they did.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk to you later.
Talk
to you soon. Okay, bye. Yeah, that's a really powerful tip or practice, which Wayne was sharing about, was that put a mantra into disturb that loop of, you know, old ways of thinking, or, you know, being judgmental or whatever it is. Stick a mantra there instead. And that's what Dr. Pillai says. It's a higher state of consciousness or intelligence that will bring much more enjoyment and be more fulfilling and more rewarding on all levels. So, and then the fear thing I thought was quite interesting because it is. It's a little scary going into those unknown chartering unknown waters of our consciousness. If we've just been in like the baby pool our whole life, the little kiddie pool, and then we go over and we stand by the edge of the big Olympic swimming pool, it's a little daunting, you know, a little overwhelming. So we dip our toe in and we go up to our knee, and then all of a sudden, well, we already have the skills to swim in the little pool, so why not? So then what do? We go to the ocean. Oh my God, that is endless, right? Scary. What if there's jaws there? You know, killer sharks or whatever, white sharks, great whites. You know, so we're always going to feel that or have that fear, but feel the fear and do it anyways. That's the thing, right? So because if you don't feel the fear or feel something, not that it's going to overtake you and then you'll just be debilitated by it. No, get it to get you going. And then once you're going, then there's no stopping you because you especially if you take, some people will jump 2 feet in. That's kind of like me. I just jump 2 feet in and then I go, ooh, there's no bottom to this. Hope I get swimming back to the top and get some air. But that's my nature. Other people's nature is to just take a little at a time, And then all of a sudden you're just doing it. So whatever your nature, you know, naturally what it is that you want to do, and people can change too. There are some times where I'm hesitating and I can't, shake my head and go, why aren't I jumping into this? So, you know, you also have to be open to the different possibilities that are out there, or as Dr. Pillai calls them, your different destinies, where you're destined to go can change by a thought. Can't it? So if you're destined to go to the store and drudgery through, you know, shopping, all of a sudden you go there and then you spark up a conversation with someone and then that takes you into a whole new world. So even if you are thinking, oh, I'm just mundane, bring more God consciousness into your life, and then what will happen is you'll meet God in the person, and then you can say, this is amazing, I've evolved, right? And then you will be, you know, not that you're going to say, oh, I see the God in you. Oh, you see the God in me, and, you know, you talk about it. You'll just feel it. You'll experience it, and it will make you to feel good. And whether you even speak to the person or not, it won't matter. What will matter, though, is that how do we know we're evolving is how we can how we come up against, not against, but how we meet ourselves inside of our world around us. So if someone is, you know, flipping you the finger or screaming and yelling at you, what inside of you is attracting that? Ooh, that's something. Or if someone, conversely, you're having the worst day and someone just breaks out into this huge smile and all of a sudden all your funk has just gone down the toilet and you just were like, thank you for smiling at me. That's all I needed, you know. Or someone says something to you, or you hear a song, or you watch a funny movie and all of a sudden you're rolling around on the floor and your guts are splitting and you're saying, oh my God, that's all I needed, right? And look where we're saying, oh my God, that's all I needed. Right? So you're connecting to God. So if you can connect to God consciousness or be conscious in every moment and you'll see God show up and all the other stuff will kind of fade away. Or it'll just be there like a flash as you would walking by a store and you catch your reflection in the window of the store. And then you just keep going. Right? Or you catch the reflection of something in the window that's maybe, you know, you didn't like. You just keep going. And then you just get in your mantra and then all of a sudden go to the next door and you see something different about yourself. Right? So we're always looking at our lives in a way that we are our own experiment. We're in this body, make it the best body possible health-wise, you know, whatever we're putting into it, including our thoughts, because we could be healthy people. I when I'm in Toronto, I go to a yoga studio, and there are people who just are, they look so good and so healthy, and they're so miserable. You hear them afterwards, and you go, wow, I thought that was something different would come out of that, you know. But they're just doing it to beat themselves up or something. I don't know. I don't really have a conversation with them. So that's what we want to catch ourselves. What are we feeding our mind? What are we feeding our bodies? What are we feeding our souls? And then what are we projecting outwards too? So, for example, when Rain said something about being judgmental, you know, just catch yourself. Everybody is to some extent. No big deal. Just don't let it, you know, run your life. Or everybody feels a little bit guilty for things that they've done in the past and they can't really shake it off. So you just shake it off. And how you shake it off is move into more, you know, supportive in your mindset, be supportive of yourself, be forgiving of yourself, and all of a sudden you'll be that with other people and other people will forgive you. And then, you know, so on, like angry. Everybody's human. We're all human, becoming more and more divine. And it's not just because we, you know, have chosen to be on the spiritual path. It's because that's what's happening in the world. And there's more and more consciousness coming through. And more people are talking about these kinds of things. So when it's permeating through, you know, workplaces and everything else. And when I say going through a workplace, well, that's where we spend 8 hours of our day. That's a third of our day gets spent in the workplace, mixing and mingling with others. So, and it's concentrated because you just stay there for that period of time. Sometimes a little more, sometimes a little less. But it's a concentrated time. So if you're in a mantra and other people are and they, you don't know that they are, but all of a sudden, you know, that shifts the whole consciousness of a big building, a small building, online. People work online like I do. So you're affecting the World Wide Web. Just imagine that. So everything is consciousness, and it's all a play in consciousness. So how do we want to live out our lives? And when we're stuck, and if you're stuck on the path with Dr. Pillai and you don't know what to do, oh my gosh, then you should just send an email to sundayswithsucharita@plycenter.com or sucharita@plycenter.com. And I could redirect you to get some karma busting mantras, or just go on to plycenter.com YouTube and listen to Dr. Pillai talk about 2 minutes or 5 minutes or maybe 10 minutes max. He doesn't like to do big lectures. For those YouTubes, but the message is so powerful. And then that will hit your consciousness and get you out of your stuckness. Because there is ways out. There are ways out. There is a way out in that moment. Because it starts with that moment, and then after that, it's like a seed is planted, and then you can't run away from yourself. You wanted to get out of this, so I'm going to haunt you. So, but that brings me to, if no one's going to interrupt me, it brings me to the conversation that I wanted to have about there's a trip that's coming up from August 10th to August 20th. And if you want to find out more about that, it's been posted to Grace Light Global Yahoo groups, but I will also put it on Sundays with Sucharita, the blog. And if you're interested in that, or that if that's something that really resonates with you, if you've ever wanted to come to India and you wanted to not be by yourself and you wanted to be staying in really beautiful places while you're going to these power spots
and communing with these divine beings in these ancient temples that I've been to in the past almost 2 decades with Dr. Pillai. And Lalita as well has been there. And she's been here for the past 10 years, so she knows all the ins and outs of India and that area. And she's been to all the temples, and so it's very, and we have a guide, and we have a driver, we have everything where you just come, and you just, this is what you want to do. You want to have a breakthrough in your life, and you want to have an experience that will forever change you for the better. And as Dr. Pillai says, the souls will know. The soul speaks louder than the mind. The mind is a chatterbox, and it would just go spin, 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 spin. But the soul kind of haunts you. If it wakes up and it's something that resonates with it, it just will be like a freight train. You know, so focused, and it's going, no matter what. I was talking to one girl, lady, and she said, you know, I keep waking up, and I have to go to this Guru Purnima. I have to go to Singapore. I just have to go. And I said, well, if you can afford it, if you can afford to go, if you are okay traveling there, if you can, you know, find out about the hotels and all the arrangements and the event, then go. But if it's something that you don't want to do then, or can't do financially or whatever it is, and that still, that's that voice inside of you or that knowingness inside of you is like, I've got to be with Dr. Pillai during Guru Purnima, like this is a blood moon and all the rest, you know, because blood moon is all about prophecy. So whatever is prophesized to happen in the whole world, in the whole evolution of humanity, it's going to come through the grace of the Guru, because the Guru is connected to the highest intelligence. And so the message that will come through will be words, teachings, but more so than that is going to be the spiritual energy that's going to wake all of us up who are able to participate either through the webcast or through the fire labs or through some service or even being in person. If you can be, that's what I said to this girl, if you can be there, it will be incredible for you. And then she went on to say, I even went and got my visitor's visa and all this stuff. And I said, oh, so you already know you're going to go and you're taking the steps. You just need somebody to encourage you. That's fine. You know, so I was really happy for her it's a little bit of fear. What if I change, you know? What if I change too much? Great. Feel the fear and do it anyways, because it will always be for the better. It will always be for the better. So that's something that's coming up and that you'll prepare for in this next week in your meditations. Just ask for that grace to bring that intelligence to you, to choose the right thing for you. That's not going to overwhelm you, or it's not going to wipe you out financially, or it's not, you know, you just say to yourself, your soul, and in your prayer, just how will I connect with the Guru's grace so that it can guide me for this next coming year? And because it's on this full moon, blood moon year, there's going to be very special empowerments coming through. Again, it will be, you know, maybe intellectually you might get some food for thought, but it's more so at the soul level. Because who knows the soul? Only you know your soul. And then the Guru comes and removes ignorance. It removes that darkness, that unknowingness that no one can see. Or it's difficult to see. He sees it, he plucks it, then he empowers the soul, burns it away, and then you're forever free of it. So that's something that I would recommend that you do. And then again, that trip, you can send an email. And then there's one more thing before I wrap, in case no one else wants to say anything, is that Dr. Pillai has put out the thought that he would do, you know, people are always saying, oh, where can I see him? You know, I can't see him in Singapore. So there was a survey that's going out, and it's on Grace Light Global Groups. We'll give you the link to that, too. If you can fill out the survey, then he will get an idea of where is the best place for an event so that people can go and see him in person. And then when you see him in person, that's an incredibly life-changing experience on so many levels. So that's also something that we will give you information about. All right. Is there anything else that anyone wants to share or...
Hi, Sucharita. It's Larkin.
Larkin, how are you?
I'm okay. Unfortunately, my mother isn't in too good of health. She's at the Georgetown Medical Center. She was diagnosed with stage 4 colorectal cancer, so the terminal disease. So it's not. I think times are somber, but.
I'm so sorry.
I feel like if we were only able to dissolve the tumor, she would be all right. The meditation today was incredibly powerful, and I've been in the past few weeks, or I would say in the past a month. Before that, I went really intense, just going into all of the AstroVed programs, because there are so many, and you can just connect on so many different levels, and just really trying to evolve my consciousness and to progress, stashing something up where it says, this will improve your money, your wealth, and it's a turning point in my life, and I feel like with what my mother's going through, because there was a point in November and December where she lost 40 to 70 pounds in 1 week, and just that it's something that she knows she needs to get through. And that she can get through, but also just a turning point that for our entire family. She got divorced from my father, which it wasn't the best family situation, it's just my family has sort of just been split up, and just that what you've been saying about just connecting with the ancestors. There was one point where my mother, because my mother's sister, she had two sisters. One unfortunately passed away at age 45 of ovarian cancer, and her name was Josephine, and she went through a very nasty. Her and her former husband. Her husband owned like $50 million. A carpentry company, and ended up, she took like $900,000 out of his bank account or something, and then he took their daughter away, and she passed away. And my mom said one time recently that Jody just is still really sad that Anatina got taken away. And then my grandmother, I'm living in a house, my grandmother's where numerous people have passed away, and just all of these different, just appeasing your ancestors and seeing results start to come about, or just the knowingness that you have the power to change something in your life. You just have to know what steps to take, and seeing that the steps unfold, just adjusting adjusting how much time is work for you. You know, putting if you know something more, is more valuable of your time, you can make more money doing it than doing that instead. And I truly think that you know, if there were just some way for me to you know, start earning enough resources where I could just pull my mom and just get her, you know, get her out of the hospital, you know, with like her own, you know, personal nurse or something, you know, because I just truly would like to see her get better, especially, you know, if there's something that I can do about it, you know. And I'm, on the other hand, you know, I'm sitting in a house, you know, where, you know, with, you know, with just things that could be sold, you know, and just coming up with resources, you know. And at the same time, I'm, you know, operating a business, you know, and have, you know, on behalf of another person, you know, and just, you know, holding it all together. And, you know, just I really feel like it's all down on me, and not to put pressure, because pressure doesn't, I mean, there's no reason for it. But just the opportunity, I guess is what I'm saying, is that, you know, if someone is still alive, that there's the opportunity to the possibility to come back to be healthy again.
Yeah, and one of the things that I would say to you, Larkin, first of all, I'm very, very sorry to hear that. It's not an easy thing for anyone to go through. And I do pray that, you know, God bless your mom. Whatever her soul decides, here's the thing, is that we can pray all we want, and we can have this, you know, the most positive outlook on life or most optimistic outlook. But if this person's soul has decided that this is the life that it wants to live and this is what it wants to do, yes, of course, prayer will help. But at the deep, deep level, if the soul says, I'm done, then we have to accept and support that. So it's not to say that all your, you know, all your positive thinking, all your thoughts are going towards, you know, making it and, you know, creating all these different options that could, or possibilities that could happen that could make it a better turnaround for her. You know, I don't want you to lose that at all, but also to just understand that her soul wants to do what it's going to do. And then as you evolve through this whole situation, there may be options that open up, and that where she sees, oh, there is a possibility that I could be pain-free and be out of it. So I guess what I'm saying in a nutshell, and not just to you but to everyone, including myself, if we're ever in this situation, whether it's our own self personally as well, there are people who I know who have had been through cancer or chemo, and they're just so exhausted and they're so depressed and they're so tired at some stage, and then they just say, okay, I'm done. Just finish. And then at the soul level, they start to pray, they start to do all these things, and then that turns it around. So, and then there are, conversely, the people who, you know, they don't want to see their relative suffer anymore, and the relative is just sticking around for the person. So there's never one, you know, one clear-cut way to deal with this kind of situation. And for your, you know, for what you're coming here and sharing, is that you got a lot on your plate. And, you know, I wish you all the best. I hope that you can understand that part of your wanting your mom to come around, to heal, to be able to come home and get the nursing care, that's fantastic. And keep that in your consciousness. But also understand, too, maybe have that communication in your prayers or in your meditations. Mom, whatever you want to do, I love you and I support you, and I'm going to be okay, and everybody's going to be okay. And most of all, you're going to be okay.
whether you stay here or don't stay here, and then allow the divine to come in and reveal to you what the next thing for you can be. And that will help to take a little bit of the stress or the pressure off.
And that's what we are, is we're, you know, the life force. And that's why I thought today's meditation was so powerful, because really, you know, if you're a guy or a girl, you know, you've still got that soul level, and it's just that the meditation involving as simple as the sun and the moon and visualizing, you know, that bright white light in the left eye, you know, in the right brain, and, you know, and for the sun as well, it's even more powerful. And that I feel it's just, you know, she's my mom said that she sort of accepted, you know, that she's ready to move on. It's what she said, that when the paramedics were standing over her, cause she did lose 40% of her blood. They had a golden light surrounding them, and she's been in, you know, so she was airlifted from one hospital to another, and you know, and I, you know, and just, you know, hearing from lots of different doctors, I feel like they've sort of given her they spin it in a negative way, and she hasn't agreed yet to do chemotherapy at all. I went as simple, you know, as simple as walking to Whole Foods, you know, and going in, you know, to buy it, because, you know, I've been buying all these, you know, you know, these different things, you know, like Slippery Elm and just all these herbal things. But the guy at the Whole Foods is like, I put him on the phone with my mom, and just hearing him talk to her just about how he thinks she can get through this, just, and how 90% of it is sort of her thoughts, and the other 10%, you know, I mean, to get her better is, you know, the herbs or whatever she's taking. Just hearing her understand a different perspective about it, or just sort of see it in a different light, and start to think, oh, well, maybe you know, this is something I can get over. But I mean, I'm not looking at it in as really, it is a lot on my plate. For my sister and I to manage everything, while my mom, because she manages a lot, I guess is what I'm saying. And it's, you know, I just, if, you know, basically, you know, whether things are, I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe life events are, you know, are sort of can be, are supposed to take, you know, certain turns. Maybe, you know, maybe her family will be benefited. You know, maybe her soul is just ready to move on. I don't know. I want to see what it, you know, and I really appreciate your advice. On how to encourage her, and I just really need to
just,
focus
just
on
pray,
being positive.
Pray deeply, and just pray internally, and just, Mom, whatever you decide, you know, and then it sounds like you're being supportive and loving and encouraging, and just so that you can, you know, move through in your world and have a little clarity and peace in those moments where, you know, you want to experience that peace so it can keep you moving forward. So I hope it's been helpful, Larkin, and please be in touch, okay? Let us know how it's going, and I appreciate everything that you're doing and the support that you give to this program as well.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Yeah, so that's what happens in our life. Oh, who's this?
I just wanted to mention Maruga's chant is a powerful healing chant. And
I was thinking about you, Yagna. Yeah. I thought, that you did it for your mom. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. With great emotion. and 24/7, even had it playing in her room. And it took a long time. She was 89, and now she's 84, and she had slim to zero chance of surviving. So, you know, it was a very, very difficult thing. I asked her if she was ready to go, and she said, hey, oh, no, I'm not ready. I've got a lot to do. So we worked on it. So with that, you can't discount miracles. So keep chanting.
Absolutely. So this is Saravana Bhavaya, right?
Yes. And dance. I took the Dancing with Shiva cut. I just put it on, you know, repeat. And it was in my ear. It was in my consciousness. I had it on while I slept. I put it in her room. They all thought I was crazy, but oh well, it worked.
Aww. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I absolutely thought about you, but I didn't want to put you on the spot because you had a transformational time with your mom. So that is something, too.
Okay. Yes, yes. I always tell people, you know, that I like to share that. I've shared it many times, but we can't discount that there are miracles, and the miracles are just us, you know, rearranging the who knows what, the molecules. But
yeah,
it does can work.
Yeah, and we don't know what everyone's soul has in relation to that deity, that divine being, that says, hey, this was, I'm glad this thing worked out where you can have an opportunity to, you know, experience a miracle, because that's generally miracles happen to us all the time, but we don't see them as miracles. We see them as, oh, okay, well, that was good luck or bad luck, you know, not miracles. When we don't have miracles, it's like mundane or it's bad luck. If we do have miracles, that's good luck. But if it's something intense, then we say, oh, that's a miracle. That if,
right.
You know, we want to get to that consciousness where, hey, why not have it every moment? Why not have it every day, you know, and have that deep communion with the divine where you notice and you witness these miracles, because sometimes it takes these intense ones to understand that feeling, that experience, and then you start to see it every day in your life. Yeah, well, thanks for sharing, Yagna. And shout out to Yagna, everybody. This is the Yagna that writes to writes the blog for Sundays with Sucharita, and I so much appreciate it, Yagna. And so many people write in to the email ID, and they always say, hi, Yagna, oh, thank you so much. And so I hope that you're getting that message, and I hope that more people will write in and appreciate what you're doing as well.
Oh. It's my pleasure, and I'm honored. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Sucharita?
Yes.
Hi, it's Anushka. I just wanted to share, both my parents have transitioned, and when they were transitioning, what I did was I focused on praying for their highest good, and certainly if the person who looks like they are in a position where they could transition and they want to stay, then, you know, obviously you support them in doing that. But praying for highest good allows it to go either way, so that if they decide to stay, there's a miracle and physical healing. And if the soul feels that it's no longer useful for them to stay, they've completed their work in that lifetime and they want to go, then you smooth the way so that it's a gentle, easy, natural transition. And it's really, to me, it's the greatest gift you can give somebody who's in that situation, because it takes your personal wishes about the situation, which are, you know, usually, well, I want you to stay, out of the equation, and you're just putting it in the hands of the divine to assist them in going whichever way is most appropriate for them. So I just wanted to share that real quick.
Sounds like we lost Sucharita.
Yeah, I guess we did. But Yajna, thank you, Yajna.
Oh,
appreciate
you're welcome.
All you do.
You're welcome. And I think what you said was perfect.
I guess we can go ahead and end the call. Thanks, everybody, for participating. May you have
Namaste.
A blessed week. Namaste.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you now. You must.
Now I'm. I'm so busted, right? The power just got cut out. I'm sorry about that. I think it was Nanuchka was talking. Did you finish?
I think she hung up.
Oh, okay. Thanks, Yajna. Well, I guess that must be a clue, or a cue, maybe, that we've come to a full program here. Unless anyone has anything that they want to share or ask a question about, then please feel free to, do that right now. Otherwise, you can send an email to sundayswithsucharita@applycenter.com or just sucharita@applycenter.com, and then I will communicate with you directly if you have any questions about that. And then Yajna is going to do the write-up, and she will add those things that we talked about, the special events, so big event coming up that we're going to prepare for in this next week is to really commune with Guru, meaning Jupiter's grace, meaning the spiritual teacher or God consciousness, and expand that inside of us so that it's forever expanded. It doesn't contract. It will be open doors in our lives. So, we want to get prepared to do that. And so doing your mantras, connecting with Shiva's grace and blessings, if you can do that, you can participate in Nataraja Abhishekam or a fire lab this coming Friday. And then either through Ply Center or Astroved, whatever it is that resonates with you. And then we will commune with each other the following Sunday, and I think that is the long weekend in the West. So it might be something that you want to jump on the way home from the cottage. Or wherever it is that you go on the long weekend. And then that following week, we're going to feel the energy. So prepare yourselves now so that you don't have a big burst of energy and, oh, my God, it's overwhelming. So just gradually work at it every day this week if you can, and do a mantra, do the practice, and then see what it is that you can do, whether you go to see Dr. Fly in person or whether you see him through the webcast or the phone, the service that's offered through Ply Center, and the following weekend, and then we will come together and see how it is after that. So it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much, everybody who shared today and previous calls and those people who write in and share about the program. It really is Dr. Ply's grace that we're able to have this program and then, see how we're evolving as a community across the globe. And God bless all of you. So we'll see you next week, and have a wonderful, wonderful practice, wonderful week ahead. Bye-bye.